fires. Here is a list of the original 20 rules and principles from the first edition of Waste Away, which have been reordered and reorganized for this edition. I leave them here as a reference for second-time readers, and so that you can see them laid out in detail. Following this list will be the new formatting, fires, fast on a regular basis, identify true hunger, reduce sugar and white simple carbohydrates, enjoy real food without deprivation, and stop before you're full. Fires uses every one of the original rules and principles in a more compact way. The 10 Chantel Ray Way rules. 1. Savor the food. 2. Never eat past 4 on the hunger scale. 3. Don't eat your first meal of the day until your stomach growls. 4. Pick an eating window and stay in it. 5. Eat the best first. 6. Eat what you really want. 7. How big is the differential? 8. Remember the law of diminishing returns. 9. Portion it out. 10. Use the 3-bite rule. The 10 biblical principles. 1. Never overeat. 2. Recognize true hunger. 3. Fast on a regular basis. 4. Don't eat too much sugar. 5. Don't make food an idol. 6. Turn around with true repentance. 7. Focus on real food. 8. Quote God's word when you want to eat but you're not hungry. 9. Listen to the Holy Spirit for guidance. 10. Practice self-control. Fires. The 5 principles of Waste Away, the Chantel Ray Way. F. Fast on a regular basis. I. Identify true hunger. R. Reduce sugar and white simple carbohydrates. E. Enjoy real food without deprivation. S. Stop before you're full. These days, when I run into people who haven't seen me in a while, they tell me, oh my goodness, you're wasting away. Hence the name of this book, Waste Away the Chantel Ray Way. Even though my friends noticed the weight loss, I always felt like I hadn't lost much because it was just 1 or 2 pounds each week, but it adds up. Then I realized that a pound of fat is about the size of a can of diced tomatoes. That's actually a lot. I want to encourage you not to dismiss your progress, even when it doesn't seem like much. Every pound counts, and it's a testament to your hard work. Throw yourself a mini party and reward yourself, not with food. Get a massage, enjoy a hot bath, or do something to congratulate yourself. You deserve it. Why diets fail? I tried every diet known to man, and they gave me more issues with food than I had before. I kept reading all of these diet books instead of going to the Bible to find out what God said. When I went to the Word, I found out God had so much to say about fasting. I'm anti-diet because diets force you to focus more on food. They make a big greed problem because instead of addressing the problem of overeating, they encourage you to have larger amounts of food. They justify it by labeling some foods as good and others as bad. Mindlessly thin. As I've interviewed all these thin women, I've noticed that they don't overeat anything. Not carrots, not celery, nothing. It's like they don't think about it. It's completely mindless. You can lose weight on some of these low-carb, low-calorie, low-sugar diets even if you're overeating, but the Bible instructs us to refrain from gluttony. Diets put you in a position where you're almost worshiping food because it becomes such a focus. Thin eaters don't focus on food that much. Thin eaters can even forget to eat. These diets don't last because at some point you'll go back to the foods you really want. This is because you never addressed the main issue, overeating. You never learned to listen to your hunger and fullness. How thin eaters eat. For the past 2 years, I've literally asked people who are thin, tell me, what do you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? And asked them to tell me all their secrets for how they stay thin. A couple of people have actually sat down to lunch with me, and we've spent a whole day together, so I could see every bit of food they ate for a 24-hour period. If you go to chantelrayway.com/interviews, you can see transcripts of actual people who I've asked every single question and actually watch some of the live videos, so you can see them firsthand pick up each morsel of food and see the size of the bite and even how they choose their food and what exactly they order. My aunt has weighed 90 pounds for most of the past 30 years. She has weighed as much as 129 pounds, which at 5'4 was heavy for her. Her favorite burger place is Burger King. We went to lunch and she got a Whopper Jr., no cheese, and I got the big Whopper with cheese and fries. Before she even finished eating half of her burger, I was completely done with mine and still feeling kind of hungry because I ate so fast. The whole time she yelled at me, "Slow down, no one's taking the food from you, enjoy it." I asked her why she didn't eat the whole thing, and she said, "I'm full, I'll save the rest for later if I'm hungry." Another time I went to a salad bar with a thin friend. My office is right across from Whole Foods, so my friend came to visit me and we walked over. I decided she was thin, so I would get the exact same thing she was eating and eat the exact same amount. She added beets, pumpkin seeds, and broccoli to her lettuce, and so did I. I copied her amounts exactly. She didn't even know what I was doing. She assumed we just liked the same foods. We sat down to eat, and my salad was gone in 4 minutes. I looked up and she had only eaten half of hers because she was busy talking. She took the rest home to eat later. While she ate, she practiced all of the principles. She prayed before she ate, paused to talk, ate slowly, and dissected her food. I saw her pick up pumpkin seeds and pop them in her mouth. Watching thin eaters eat is very powerful. It's something you should try. However, don't get the wrong idea when you see a thin eater eat a big meal. Thin eaters will change how much they eat day to day based on what their body calls for. Some days they eat more than others, but they never overeat.